Happy Friday, everybody. My name is Stuart Huggins, and I serve as the student minister here at the Wesley Center in Chattanooga, and I am also the director of youth ministries at Trenton United Methodist Church in Trenton, Georgia. And I jump over here and take over the daily Bible readings with the Wesley Center for Keith, our director here. And our daily Bible readings for today are Psalm 77, 1 through 2, as well as leading on to a few verses later in Psalm 77, 11 through 20, which is actually what I'm going to be doing today. I think it kind of fits with what I've been dealing with in my life recently. 2 Kings 1, 1 through 12, Galatians 4, 8 through 20. So, as I was saying, this is Psalm 77, 11 through 20. Let's jump into it. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about all your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. By your strong arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. When the Red Sea saw you, O God, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked at its very depths. The clouds poured down rain. The thunder rumbled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road led through the sea. Your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led your people along the road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. Let me fix the my setup here. There we go. That was bothering me. Anyways, so that just, as I shared earlier when I first got started, I'm a youth minister in the area, and I'm still pretty new to it. I'm still trying to figure out what works. I'm still trying to figure out how to make a group that's really, you know, one group over here that is good friends, one group over here that's good friends, and these kids over here who really don't have friends in the youth group. How do I bring those three groups together into one for the glory of God's kingdom so they can grow together? Because if a youth minister doesn't do anything else, that is the one thing they need to do, in my opinion anyways, is bring a group together as Christ followers, as one group, not separate three groups or however many groups, one group as essentially a big family. And I struggle with my job at times. I struggle not because I don't enjoy my job. I love my job. I love youth ministry and I love serving. But I think I can speak for all ministers, preachers, whatever they are in any form or capacity in ministry. There are times when I just stare at my computer in my office and I have no idea what I'm doing. I realize that. And someone will ask me, hey, what are you going to do for this day? What are you doing for that day? How are you going to do this, that, and the other? And the hardest thing to do is to look at them and say, right now, I just don't know. And I had a few moments of that this past week, and it killed me. It ate me up. Because with a lot of things going on in my life right now, it's just kind of hard to find a balance, you know? And I got a little sidetracked and got behind, and I felt lost. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. I felt like I was failing. I felt like I wasn't doing what God called me to do at this church that I'm serving at right now, which is a wonderful church, by the way. And then I just sat down and realized, I had a meeting with a parent yesterday, and this is actually what I said to them, and they agreed with me. We can have all these plans all we want. We can have all these plans. But at the end of the day, our plans aren't anything compared to what Christ has in store for us. And there are going to be times when we feel lost. There are going to be times when we don't know where we're going. And the bottom line is, just like parting the Red Sea, Moses and Aaron leading the Israelites like a flock of sheep, right? Through this road that opened up in a huge ocean, right? Of the Red Sea. If some argue it wasn't actually a sea, some argue it's a big lake, but you know, whatever it was, that big body of water, and was able to walk across a dry path they had no idea that was going to happen. They just had to trust, right? So at the end of the day, whenever I feel like I'm lost, whenever I feel like I'm at just a path that I can't go down, there's no way I can go down it, it's impossible, something always happens that makes me either open my eyes or it gives me a way forward that I didn't really expect to have. And that's another thing that I think every minister in the area or person in ministry in general can really relate with, because ministry and being a human being in general is all about learning and mistakes. You're going to make them. It's all about following the path that God set out for you. And even if you stray away from that path, you're going to get right. He's going to get you right back on. All you have to do is trust in Him and it's going to work out. So that was a little bit longer of a video than I expected to have, but I hope you got something out of today's daily Bible reading. And I will see you guys next week, next Friday, with another daily Bible reading. Peace. Bye.